This week's CD is in Parshas Ekev, and we are going to focus our shir on chapter 7, verse number 15. But before we give this verse, we have to introduce what's happening in the Parsha. The Parsha starts that Vayu Ekev Tishmeu, it will be the reward when you hearken as a mishpotim oile, these ordinances, ushmartem, and you will safeguard them, vasisem oisom, and you will do them, then v'shomer Hashem Elokecho lecho es habris, Hashem then will safeguard to you the covenant, as a chesed and a kindness, Hashem nishba l'avoisecho, that is swore to your forefathers, and we get blessings, Hashem will love you, will bless you, will multiply you, will multiply your fruit of the womb, your fruit of the ground, and the Torah describes more blessings. And then in verse number 14 it says, Baruch tiyah mikol ha'amim, you'll be blessed from all the nations. There won't be any infertile male or infertile female with them taking your animals. And then we're going to focus on our shir. Ve'esir Hashem imcha kol choili. Hashem is going to remove from you all sicknesses. Ve'chol madve mitzrayim aroim asha yodato. And all the maladies of the evil Egyptians that you know, Lo yisimam bach, won't put on you, unesanam, and he'll give b'chol sanecha in all your enemies. Before I continue, I'm just going to bring a quick note of the Maharil Diskin. He asks a question, why when he's discussing the Jewish people, it's saying, Lo yisimim bach, that Hashem won't put on you, meaning that the maladies of the Egyptians, Hashem won't put on you, but it's using the language sima. And when he's discussing your enemies, it's written on the sanam b'chol sonecho, that he'll give on all your enemies. Why doesn't it say that v'samam b'chol sonecho, and he'll put them on top of your enemies? What is the difference between the language sima, which means putting, and nesina, and giving? The Maharil Diskin answers this based on the Gemara in Menachas Daf Nun Tes Omed Beis 59b. There the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We know the halacha is that a mincha of a sinner, that you shouldn't put on it oil and you shouldn't put on it frankincense. The Gemara says that Nosan Masha Ushemen Al Gaba Kazayis Mincha, that if you put any amount of oil over the kazayis of mincha, even a minimal amount, possible, you disqualified this mincha of a sinner, because that mincha should not have any oil. And the verse says, lo yosim, that you shouldn't put oil on it. We use the word sima, and sima, called the any amount you put on it, is considered you put on top of it. V'amar Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef continues and says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but nosan kazayis levoina al gabe mashu mincha. If you put a kazayis of frankincense on top of the mincha of the sinner, then pasal, then you disqualified that mincha. Meaning, you put a kazayis on it, then disqualified. But if you put a smaller amount, you did not disqualify. What's the difference? My tama, lo yiten ksiv. Regarding the frankincense, it's written lo yiten, you should not give. Ad the ikenesina, until you find an amount that's called giving. Meaning, sima is called any amount, therefore if you put any amount of oil, it disqualifies, but regarding the frankincense, it's written lo yiten, we shouldn't put on it frankincense, that means that you have to give amount that's considered putting, giving, and that is a kazayis. So we see that the language sima is even a small measure, it's already considered sima, and a sina is already something that is considered giving. A sizable amount, like a kazayis, which is amount that has chashivas, that has importance to it, that's considered giving. Less than that, you're not liable because you technically did not give on it frankincense. Therefore, he explains that the verse means to say that all the maladies of the Egyptians that you know, lo yisimem bach, Hashem won't put on you, which sima means even a small amount, even a minimal amount, Hashem won't put on you, but unesanam, but he'll give to your enemies a big amount, amount that's called important. B'chol senecho, your enemies will receive a big amount. So that's the difference between the language of sima and the language of nesina. But the main question that we are going to address today is the contradiction in Pasuk. The pasuk says that Hashem is going to remove from you all sicknesses. Clearly, if He is going to remove from you all sicknesses, then He is not going to put on you sicknesses. Then why does the Torah have to continue by saying v'chol madve mitzrayim maroim, that all the maladies, all the bad things of the evil Egyptians that you know, lo yesimem bach, that Hashem won't put on you? Clearly, if Hashem is removing from us the sicknesses, then He won't put any maladies, any bad things on us. Then why does the Torah have to stress that v'chol madve mitzrayim maroim ashe yodato, lo yesimem bach, that He won't put on you, and He'll put on your enemies? That is a question that we are going to try to address, and we are going to answer this in different ways. The first answers that we are going to give are actually the answers of the Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis 107b, brings this pasuk, Ve'esir Hashem Mimcha Kol Choli, that Hashem is going to remove all sicknesses. And the Gemara there analyzes what are the sicknesses. The Gemara there says, the first opinion, Omar Rav, that Rav says, Zu Ayin, that this is referring to the evil eye, meaning when somebody sees somebody is having success and he's jealous, then he puts an evil eye on that success, and therefore the person loses the success. The same thing, if you see healthy people, then you are able to put an evil eye and you cause the person to be sick. The Gemara says that when the verse says Hashem will remove all sicknesses, means that Hashem is going to remove the sicknesses that come via the evil eye. Because Rav goes according to his opinion, that Rav once had to do something in a cemetery and he saw that 99 people of the cemetery died because of an evil eye and one died because of natural causes. Then we see that the evil eye causes sicknesses and causes people to die. Then according to Rav, when it says that Hashem is going to remove all sicknesses, Hashem is referring to the evil eye, not necessarily sicknesses that come from natural causes. And then, when the verse continues that all the maladies of the evil Egyptians, that is referring to regular sicknesses. So according to Rav, when the verse says that Hashem is going to remove all sicknesses, it's referring to the evil eye. The Chazan Sofer interprets it differently. He interprets it based on the Rachaim HaKodesh in Parshas Vayeshev. There the Rachaim HaKodesh says, when Reuven decided to throw Yosef into the pit, even though Reuven knew that the pit is full of scorpions and snakes, according to the Rachaim, then the question is that if Reuven knew that there is snakes and scorpions in the pit, how can the Torah say that Reuven tried to save Yosef? And Rachaim explains the reason is that since man has free will, man could do something that Hashem did not decree, for example, killing a person, but animals don't have free will, they only do what Hashem decrees. Therefore, Reuven's idea was to save Yosef from man who has free will and give it to the animals who don't have free will and they have to do what Hashem commands. Therefore, Reuven decided to throw Yosef in a pit that has snakes and scorpions because he knew that only if Hashem decreed that Yosef will die, but if he leaves Yosef in the hands of the brothers, then the brothers could harm Yosef. According to this, the Chasam Sofer explains that this is what Hashem is promising here. Hashem is promising us that He is going to save us from Ayin Hara, from the evil eye, even though Ayin Hara is brought by man, and man has free will and he could do something that Hashem did not decree. But nonetheless, if you follow the will of Hashem, Hashem is going to save you even from man who has a bechira and could harm you even when Hashem doesn't decree. And for sure, then Hashem is not going to put all the sicknesses, the natural sicknesses that come to a person, Hashem won't put on you and He'll give to all your enemies. The Gemara continues. Shmuel says that this is referring to the wind, meaning that the wind is the source of all illnesses. And the Gemara says that Shmuel goes according to his own opinion, that he says that Hakol Beruach, that all sicknesses come because of the wind, meaning since man is not used to the different winds, then when they blow, they cause sicknesses and death. And therefore, when the verse says that Hashem is going to remove all sicknesses, it means that Hashem is going to remove the sicknesses associated with the wind. And according to Shmuel, we really don't know what are the maladies of the Egyptians that Hashem is not going to put on us. The Gemara continues that Rab Chanina says that Zu Tzina, that this is the cold, meaning all sicknesses is referring to the cold. Because Rab Chanina says, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, everything is in the hands of heaven, meaning heaven decrees all kinds of sicknesses. Chutz Mitzina Upachim, besides cold drafts, that then Hashem does not decree, the person could put himself in a situation where he stays in the cold and then he'll get sick even though it wasn't technically decreed by Hashem. So according to this interpretation, the Or HaChaim explains in our Parsha that Hashem is going to remove all sicknesses, is going to remove all colds that are caused by men and not caused by Hashem. And all the maladies of the Egyptians, which Hashem is the one who caused, He won't put on you, and He'll put on your enemies. So Hashem is saying that even the sicknesses that you put on yourself, kol choili, Hashem will remove, which is referring to the cold, because when you stay in a cold place, in a drafty place, then you get a cold that is not decreed from Hashem, and Hashem will still remove it from you, because you're doing the right thing. And besides that, all the normal sicknesses that Hashem decrees should come, Hashem will make sure that He won't put on you and He'll put on all your enemies. Until now, the Gemara explained that all sicknesses means the source for all sicknesses, that Hashem is going to remove the Ayin Ra, the evil eye, or the cold, for the source for the sicknesses that come to you on yourself, or the winds, according to Shmuel, that most sicknesses come because of the wind. Now the Gemara changes that, and the Gemara interprets all sicknesses the other way, that Hashem is going to remove all sicknesses, even the smallest sickness, which is, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, is tzoa, which is body secretions, and he gives the example of tzoa sachoitem, the secretion that comes from the nose, or the secretions that come from the air, that even such small diseases Hashem will remove from you. And according to Rabbi Lazar, this is referring to the gallbladder, that Hashem is going to remove the sicknesses of having excess bile secreted by the gallbladder that causes a person to become very sick. And according to these interpretations, we have to understand our original question, why does Hashem have to say later on that Hashem won't put the maladies of these evil Egyptians if Hashem is even going to remove the small sicknesses? An interesting idea is brought down by Sefer Panim Yafis. Sefer Panim Yafis notes that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that if we keep the Torah, then Hashem is going to remove these sicknesses. But Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this just before the Jewish people are coming into Eretz Israel. Why didn't he say this 40 years before? As soon as we received the Torah, he should have said that if you keep the Torah, then Hashem is going to remove all the sicknesses. Why does it say just now? And he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to promise that Hashem is going to remove these sicknesses before, because these sicknesses did not apply while the Jewish people were in the desert. It only applies when the Jewish people are going into Eretz Israel. Meaning that according to Rav, the sickness is Ayin Hara, an evil eye. And we know the evil eye only affects if somebody could see it. And since Moshe Rabbeinu was not worried that the Jewish people are going to give an evil eye on each other, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that the nations of the world are going to give an evil eye on the Jewish people. In the desert, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to worry about that, because since we had the clouds of glory, and the clouds of glory protected us that people could not see where we are, therefore we weren't susceptible to the evil eye. The evil eye did not apply to us because we were in the desert. The same thing according to Shmuel, that Shmuel says that all sicknesses are caused by the wind. In the desert, we didn't have to worry about the wind, because as the Gemara writes down, that when we were in the desert, the wind did not blow, because the Gemara says that the Jewish people did not do circumcision while we were in the desert, because the northern wind did not blow. because the clouds of glory blocked all the wind, and we need to have the northern wind in order to scar and coagulate the wound. Without the northern wind, the wound does not get coagulated. And since if the wound doesn't get coagulated, it's dangerous, then the Jewish people did not do circumcision in the desert. But we see from there that the winds did not blow. If the winds did not blow, then we didn't have to worry about the sicknesses caused by the wind, because the wind did not blow. Now that we are going to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to promise that Hashem is going to remove the sicknesses caused by the winds. And the same thing according to Rab Hanina, which Rab Hanina says that this is referring to the cold. Since the clouds of glory protected us and gave us the temperature that was comfortable, then we never had the problem of the cold. Then Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't need to promise previously that he's going to remove the cold, but once we get into Eretz Yisrael, now Moshe Rabbeinu needs to promise that Hashem is going to remove the sicknesses caused by the cold. And according to the old interpretation of Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina, that is referring to the secretions from your body, since when we ate the man, there was no body secretions because everything got absorbed into your body, there was no tzoa. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu again did need to promise that Hashem is going to remove the sicknesses while we were under the Anana covered in the desert because we ate the man. But now that we are going into Eretz Yisrael, we are going to eat real food, then we are going to have secretions. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to promise that Hashem is going to remove the bodily secretions. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, that this is the gallbladder, we have to say, then the man got absorbed into our systems and caused our body to be healed. Therefore, we didn't have to worry about the excess bile produced by the gallbladder. Therefore, we couldn't get sick by that, but once we go into Eretz Yisrael, now we don't eat man anymore. Now we have to worry about the sicknesses. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu has to promise that Hashem is going to remove all the sicknesses caused by these things that didn't apply when you were in the desert. The Panayach Raza notes that the word kol choyli is written missing the vav, meaning normally choyli is written ches vav lamet yud, but here choyli is written ches lamet yud. And he explains that the numerical value of kol choyli is 98, because the kol is 50, because the kaf is 20, the lamet is 30, that's 50. The ches is 8, that's 58. The lamet is 30, that is 88. And the yud at the end is 10, which makes 98. And he explains that this is referring to the 98 curses that is in Mishneh Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give later on in Parshas Kisavoy, and he's saying that if you keep the mitzvahs, then Hashem is going to remove kol choyli, all the 98 curses that I'm going to give in that parsha, and Hashem is going to remove. And as a matter of fact, if you take a look at the Balaturim later on in chapter 28, verse number 61, there it says gam kol choyli, also all the sicknesses, there it's also written the word kol choyli without the vav. The Balaturim there mentions clearly that the numerical value of kol choyli is 98, like the 98 curses that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give. Therefore, according to Panayach Raza, when Hashem is saying that he's going to remove all sicknesses, doesn't mean necessarily the sicknesses, it just means that Hashem is going to remove the 98 curses that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give to the Jewish people if the Jewish people do not follow the Torah, and that Hashem is going to remove if you do follow the Torah. The Chasam Sofer on that verse, on chapter 28, verse 61, where the verse says, Gam kol choli, also all sicknesses, v'chol maka, and all wounds, asher lekasuv b'tefer Torah zois, that's not written in this Sefer Torah, Yalam Hashem Alecho, Ad Shamdach, Hashem is going to put on you until He destroys you. And there it's referring when the Jewish people did not follow the Torah. Chazal say that kol choli there, all the sicknesses, it means misa sadikim, the death of the righteous people. That even though the righteous people didn't do anything wrong, but if we misbehave, then Hashem is going to cause the righteous people to die. According to this Chasam Sofer, they explain that here too, when Hashem says that if you do follow the mitzvahs of Hashem, then Hashem is going to remove kol choli, all sicknesses, in the same way that there it refers to Misa Sadikim, the death of the righteous people, so too here, that if you follow the Torah, Hashem is going to make sure that the tzaddikim stay alive, the righteous people stay alive, that Hashem is going to remove from you the death of the righteous people, and you'll merit to have the tzaddikim alive. And besides that, all the maladies that the Egyptians had, Hashem won't put on you. So according to this Chasam Sofer, it's referring to two different things. One thing is referring to the death of the righteous people, and that is referred to by Kol Choli, all the sicknesses, which means the death of the righteous people. And besides that, Hashem is promising that all the maladies that the evil Egyptians had, Hashem won't put on you, and He'll give to all your enemies. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos gives two different interpretations. One interpretation that Kol Choli means all sicknesses, means all bad thoughts, because bad thoughts cause you to become sick. If you don't have good thoughts, if you think of making sins, then this automatically will cause you to become sick. And according to our interpretation, this Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, that if you have evil inclination, then that automatically will cause you to become sick. And they explain that this is what it means, V'hesir Hashem Mimcha, that Hashem is going to remove from you, meaning that is going to remove from within you. It's something that you have inside your thoughts, inside your heart, that Hashem is going to remove from you, because that is a sickness, and this is referring to the Yetzer Hara, or to Hirurim Raim, or bad thoughts. And according to this, it's very good, the continuation of the Pasuk, because those are two independent things. One, that Hashem is going to remove from you the evil inclination and evil thoughts, and besides that, that all the sicknesses of the Egyptians Hashem won't put on you, and Hashem will give them to your enemies. The Alshach explains that the end of the Pasuk is really an explanation of the first part of the Pasuk, meaning that Hashem is going to remove Mimcha Kol Choli. Hashem is going to remove from you all sicknesses. Don't think that Hashem is going to eradicate all sicknesses from the earth. That's not true. If you follow the word of Hashem, Hashem is going to eradicate, is going to remove from you all sicknesses. And all the maladies of the evil Egyptians that you knew, Hashem won't put them on you, but instead Hashem is going to give them to all your enemies. And the second part is the explanation of what does it mean that Hashem is going to remove the sicknesses from you. Meaning that don't think that Hashem is going to remove the sicknesses from everybody in the world. Hashem is going to maintain the sicknesses in the world, but Hashem is going to make sure that all the maladies of these evil Egyptians that you knew, He won't put them on you, but instead He'll give them to all your enemies. And the Rachaim HaKodesh says also in the same way, the Rachaim HaKodesh says that Hashem needs to do this because otherwise people will think that there's no sicknesses in the world. If Hashem removes all the sicknesses, then people will think that it's a nature thing, that it's got nothing to do with you keeping the mitzvahs. But Hashem wants you to know that this comes because you are keeping the mitzvahs. Therefore, Hashem is going to remove only from you the sicknesses. But instead, Hashem is going to give all the sicknesses in your enemies. And the Rachaim HaKodesh explains that this is the only way that we could actually see that Hashem is doing this because you are following the mitzvahs. Because otherwise, a person may mistakenly think that this is a natural state, that we're able to eradicate the sicknesses from the world. And people may think that it has nothing to do with you keeping the mitzvahs. But by Hashem making sure that you don't get it, and all your enemies receive it, then Hashem is making a point that this is so because you are chosen and you are following the mitzvahs. There is a very interesting Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says there is two kinds of sicknesses. One is a personal sickness, when a person gets sick, and that's an individual sickness. That Hashem says that if you follow the word of Hashem, then Hashem is going to remove from you Kol Choli, all personal sicknesses. But besides that, there are community sicknesses or plagues, which the Abarbanel says, and Tzorech HaOlam, they are necessity for the world. Shabil Adam, that without them, Loyosu Choy Adama, the earth couldn't lahachil to feed, Velizboil to tolerate, Kol HaAnashim HaNoeladim Ba, all the people that are born on it, meaning that you have to have a population control because otherwise there wouldn't be enough food to be produced, and there wouldn't be too many people in this world for the earth to support it. Therefore, plagues are an important thing. Hashem is telling you that the maladies of the evil Egyptians, meaning the plagues that the Egyptians received that caused population control, Hashem won't put on you, and instead Hashem will give them to all your enemies, meaning that your enemies will suffer the plagues, and your enemies will be decimated in order to make room for more people to be born, but not you. That even though plagues are a necessity of the world in order to keep population check, to keep a certain amount of people in the world in order to be able to have enough food for everybody, but that Hashem will make sure that it doesn't go on you, but instead it goes on top of your enemies, and like that you'll be able to survive and you won't have any plagues. The Vilna Gaon also doesn't make a big deal out of it, and he said there's a difference between kol choili, all sicknesses, and madve, and maladies. He explained that sickness is when somebody is sick, he falls in bed, he felt hurting any one particular limb. And madve is when one limb is hurting and the other limbs are healthy. Meaning that Hashem is going to remove from you all sicknesses, means that if you are going to be sick for no reason, Hashem is going to remove from you. But the maladies, which means that one limb is hurting, that Hashem won't put on you, and instead Hashem is going to put in your enemies. So according to the Vilna Gaon, there are two kinds of sicknesses. And the verse here refers to both types of sicknesses, therefore it's two statements regarding sicknesses. Sefer Shemirosh gives a novel interpretation on the meaning of the words V'chol madve mitzrayim aroim, in the maladies of the bad Egyptians, asher yedatem, that you knew, Hashem won't put on you and give it to all your enemies. And he explains that the maladies is referring to something completely different. And to explain this, he goes to chapter 8, verse number 11, where there the Torah tells you that Yisham Alecha, be very careful, Ventishkat Hashem Alekecha, lest you forget Hashem your God, Levil Tishmor Mitzvoisav, that you shouldn't keep the mitzvahs, Mishpatov and his ordinances, Vakoisav and his decrees. And the Torah continues, how is that going to happen? The Torah says, Pentoichal Vesavato, lest you eat and you become sated, Vatun Toivim Tivna, that you're going to build good houses, Vyoshavto, you're going to dwell on them, and then you're going to have a lot of cattle and a lot of gold. Then, Pasuk number 14 says, Veram Levovecho, and your heart is going to become haughty, Veshochachto as Hashem Elokecho, and you will forget Hashem, who took you out of Egypt from the house of slavery, who made you walk in this big desert, and gave you water from the rock, who gave you man in the desert that you didn't know. And then on Pasuk number 17 it says, V'marto bilvovecho, and you'll say in your heart, Koichi v'oitzem yodi, my strength and the might of my hand, also liyasachayel hazeh, made me all this wealth, v'zochartu Hashem loikecho, you should remember Hashem, that He's the one that gives you strength to make wealth. And then the verse says on Pasuk number 19, it will be when you're going to forget Hashem, you'll go after idolatry, and you'll serve them, and you'll bow down to Him. Meaning that the Torah is describing a slippery slope, that first you are going to become wealthy, and then you'll believe that you are the one who made the wealth, and then you'll forget Hashem, and then this will cause you eventually to make idolatry. The Sephardim explains the progression is that any time that a person says that his koach is the one that gave that slocha, that gave the might, that made them successful, and you don't bless Hashem for the goodness that you get, then eventually you are going to do idolatry. And the Racham HaKodesh explains in the same vein that you are required always to thank Hashem for the goodness that He gives you, and that will always remind you that Hashem is your God. And the main purpose of the evil inclination of a person is to make him forget this idea that Hashem is the one that gives you everything. And forgetting this idea will cause you to be lost and do idolatry. And therefore, right afterwards it's written, that in shochoyach tishkach, that the double language, if forget, you will forget, which means that there is going to be two forgetting. First, you are going to forget that Hashem is the one that gives you all goodness, and that will cause that you'll forget Hashem and you'll do idolatry. Meaning, if you don't remember that Hashem is the one that gives you all the might, Hashem gives you everything you need, then eventually you'll forget Hashem and you go to do idolatry. Because remembering that Hashem is the one that gives you everything, that is the fence that will cause you not to do idolatry. And the Satan first wants you to forget Hashem. He wants you to believe that the might of your hand is what did everything. And eventually, he'll get you to do idolatry. And Sefer Shemeresh explains this idea with a simple example. Let's say you have a person that gives you $1,000. And he says, I'm giving you $1,000 in the condition that you give $100 to Reuven. Then clearly, the person is going to give the $100 to Reuven. Because since he knows that the only reason he got $1,000 is to give $100 to Reuven, there is not even a test for him to give the $100 to John, because he knows that is the condition for him to get $1,000. And he also knows that if this person wants to give him more money, unless he gives to Reuven the $100, then this person won't give him any more money, because he reneged on his deal to give Reuven the $100. But if the person believes that the $1,000 is his, and he really deserves this $1,000, then he'll have a huge test to give Reuven the $100. And that is the same idea of Meiser, that if you believe that the money is yours, then you have a huge challenge on giving Meiser, on giving your 10% to charity, because you believe that you made the money, it's your money. But if you know your money comes from Hashem, and Hashem only gives you the money in the condition that you give this 10% to charity, then you'll have no problem about giving the charity. And he explains that this is the same idea by everything. Meaning that if you have an awareness that all your might, all your strength, everything you are is because Hashem gave to you, and Hashem gives you in the condition that you perform His Torah and mitzvahs, then you won't have a problem performing His Torah and mitzvahs, because you know that everything you have, everything you have become is from Hashem. And his condition is that you do Torah and mitzvahs. But the Satan, in order to cause you not to do Torah and mitzvahs, first he has to make you believe that everything you have is not from Hashem. That you don't have to thank Hashem for everything that you receive, because some things you did it on your own. Koichiv oisem yadi, the might of my hand, my strength is what caused me to receive these things. So once you get to this idea that you yourself are responsible for your success, and Hashem had no hand in it, then automatically you don't feel you have to serve Hashem, you have to do what He tells you, because there's no condition like that. And that eventually will cause you to forget Hashem, and that will cause eventually that you are going to become an idolater and you will do idolatry. And Sefer Shemeresh explains even deeper that the fact that you believe koichi ve'oitzem yadi, that my might and the strength of my arm did this thing, that itself is an act of idolatry, because you make yourself as an idol. And it brings a proof to that by the story of Avraham Avinu in Bereishis chapter 18, verse number 4, when the three angels come to visit him. There, Avraham Avinu tells the angels, Yukach na me'at ma'im, let water be brought, v'rachtu ragleichem, and you should wash your feet. Rashi asks, why did Avraham Avinu tell them to wash their feet? Rashi says, Koshovar Shemarvim, that Avraham Avinu thought that they are Arabs, Shemishtachavim Lavak Ragleim, that they bow down to the dust of their feet. And Meforshim explain, what kind of Meshigaz is it that you are bowing down to the dust of your feet? Meforshim explain that this is the idea of Koichiv Oitzem Yodi, that a person believes that he himself is an idol, that he himself does his own might, that is idolatry, and a person like that will bow down to the dust of his feet because he believes that he is the idol himself, that he is so important. So Avraham Avinu wanted to make sure people know that everything comes from Hashem, not the person himself did this, And therefore Abraham Avinu made sure that they wash their feet to wash out the dust of their feet for them to know that Hashem is the one who gives everything and not themselves, that they themselves are not the idol. And according to this, he also translates the pasuk that we say in Tehillim 115, verse number 4, where there it says, Atzabeyem, their idols, Kesev Ezov, are silver and gold, Masay Deodam, the handiwork of man. He explains that it's not referring to the idols of gold and silver, which are handiwork of man. It means, Atzabeyem, their idols, are Kesev Ezov, are the gold and silver that a person has. Masay Deodam, when the person thinks that this is what I made, not that Hashem made, then it's an idol. The idol itself is made of gold and silver, where a person thinks that he himself is the one who made this success. When you believe that the wealth comes from you, that itself is an idolatry. So the idolatry starts when you believe that koichi v'oitzem yadi, that I myself made this wealth. And Sefer Shemeroish explains with that also what's written by Midbar chapter 6, verse number 27, that after we get the priestly blessings of Yivorechecho Hashem Vishmerecho, Hashem should bless you and protect you. Yoer Hashem Pono Velecho Vichuneko, Hashem should illuminate your countenance and be gracious to you. Isa Hashem Pono Velecho Vyosem Lecho Shalom, may Hashem lift His countenance to you and establish peace for you. And the Gemara explains, and Rashi explains, that this is physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Right after we read in the verse, V'som Hashmi Abnei Yisrael, let them place my name upon the children of Israel, V'aniyah Vorachem, and I should bless them. And the question is, why you need to write this pasuk? And the Farshim explained that this pasuk is referring to the Kohanim, that if the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, then Hashem will bless the Kohanim. But Sefer Shemeroish explains that this bracha is actually for the Jewish people, meaning that Hashem was afraid that after He gives them the blessings, the physical blessings, then the people may come to say, Koichi v'oitzem yadi, my strength and my might is what brought me to this wealth. Therefore Hashem is warning them that v'shom Hashmi abnei Yisrael, they should put my name on the Jewish people. They should make sure that they know that I'm the one that gives them. V'aniyah Vorachem, I'm the one that blesses them. Once they know that I am the one who is blessing them, then automatically they won't come to say, Koichi v'oitzem yadi, that my might is the one who brought me this wealth. Meaning we have a requirement to say that everything we receive is from Hashem. And the Kohanim have to remind us that everything we're blessed with is from Hashem. Because otherwise we may come to mistakenly think that Koichi v'oitzem yadi, that my might is what caused me this wealth. And that is a form of idolatry. And Sefer Shemeroish continues and explains that we know that Paroi received all the makos, all the plagues, because he didn't want to let the Jewish people go. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu came and told him that Hashem said to let my people go, Paro in Shmos chapter 5, verse number 2 said, Mi Hashem asher ishma bekoiloi, who is Hashem that I should listen to His voice? The Shaleach as Israel, to send out the Jewish people. Lo yodati es Hashem, I don't know from Hashem. Vegam es Israel, lo Shaleach, and the Jewish people I won't send out. Even though we know for sure that the reason that we became slaves in Egypt is because Hashem told Avraham Avinu in the covenant between the parts in Bereshit chapter 15, verse number 13, Ki geri yazaracho be'eretz lo lohem, that stranger will be your children in a land that's not theirs. Vavadm vinu oisom arba mea shana, they'll afflict them, they'll enslave them for 400 years. But Paroi did not acknowledge this promise. Paroi believed that he is the one that is enslaving the Jewish people. He is the wealthy one, and he does need Hashem. Therefore, Hashem had to send them the plague in order to show them that it's not koichi v'oitzem yadi, it's not your might that causes this. It's Hashem that gave you the Jewish people as slaves. Therefore, Hashem asks you to release the slaves you require to release. So we see that Paroi did not recognize Hashem, and Paroi's belief was that his might and his success and his smartness is what caused the Jewish people to become slaves. Sefer Shemeroish explains that this was the malady of Mitzrayim. This was the sickness of Egypt. According to this, says Sefer Shemeroish, that this is the interpretation of the pasuk. The pasuk first says that if you follow the word of Hashem, Vehesir Hashem imcha kol choili, Hashem will take away all your sickness, and that is physical sickness and spiritual sickness. And all the maladies of the Egyptians that you know, lo yesimebach, Hashem won't put in you. Nesanam, He'll give b'chosanach and all your enemies. This is referring to the idea of the Egyptians, the sickness of the Egyptians, that they said, koichi v'oitzem yodi, Hashem is promising that He won't put that in you. Even though Hashem is giving you all these blessings, He'll love you, He'll bless you, and He'll give you a lot of children, He'll give you a lot of produce, and He'll give you a lot of wealth and cattle, but nonetheless, Hashem is promising you that the malady of Egypt He won't put on you. He won't allow you to come and say, koichi v'oitzem yodi. But Hashem will let your goyim say, koichi v'oitzem yodi, but you won't have the malady of Egyptians. You won't say that your might and your strength is what gives you the success. Hashem will make sure that you know that He is the one giving the success. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should do Hashem's will. We should follow His ordinances. Then we'll merit to have the blessings that's written in this parsha. And then Hashem is going to remove from us all the sicknesses, the physical sicknesses, the spiritual sicknesses, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, our bad thoughts. And Hashem will give us everything we desire, and then we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'mehero b'yomeinu, Amen.